Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get
me. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ray, you got another website you want to tell us about?
Well, that's the key one. And go there, and you can download the whole Business Tax Index, the 2013 version. Yep. And you can also
see how your state ranks and why they were put in that position.
Absolutely. You get all the details there and the explanation of what we have in there and why. And then there's obviously also, we update the website on practically on a daily basis, articles, analysis, other studies and reports. So, and you can become a member there. Good stuff on our website, sbecouncil.org.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. I've been telling you about SBE Council since 1997, one of the first interviews, one of the first 30 days of interviews I did included telling you about this with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council. Ray, back to the index, the business tax index. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that's been out since 1999, every year they produce a new one. One of the things that they did that I think is really important is they were able to show the direct connection between economic growth, economic robustness, and promoting entrepreneurship, doing the things that at least don't harm entrepreneurs, if not help them. And this is a global study that I believe is true. I believe it's accurate, and it's been shown year after year as the world economy changes. This truth is happening. There's a direct connection between entrepreneurship and economic expansion. What is so confusing about that to states?
It's confusing to elected officials, but that's absolutely correct. And when you look at what we do with the Business Tax Index and the Small Business Survival Index, you can see the same thing at work. Policy isn't everything, but policy matters. Policy matters a lot. So when you look at states like, we mentioned California being dead last in our tax index and New York being down there, for example, at 44 and New Jersey at 48, those states do not fare well, obviously, in terms of their policy making, and that translates into serious harm and lack of competitiveness versus the other states and globally. So when you look at those states, I've often pointed out, what's their number one export? The number one export is people. They are very good at sending people to other states. New York, California, over the last two decades, people have streamed out of those states. The only thing that's kept their populations up is international immigration. So they send people elsewhere. And why is that? Well, you look for quality of life, and a big part of quality of life is economic opportunity. Whether you want to start up your own business or you want a job by somebody that's created a business, you've got to seek that. Obviously, that's critical to your quality of life, and it's not happening in states like that. It just isn't, because when you look at their tax structures, their regulatory structures, they are downright hostile to entrepreneurship and to investment. And you know what? That's the bottom line. If you want a healthy economy, you need entrepreneurship.
When you look at these states in the bottom of the list, so to speak, the worst states, is it fair to say that they're going to have a pretty elaborate, expansive layers of government and bureaucracies?
Yeah,
New York
goes hand in hand.
New York is near the bottom. California is on the bottom. I mean, what we know about the different layers of government, I mean, you can't swing a cat in either one of those states without hitting a bureaucrat.
That's absolutely right, and it is direct. Obviously, the tax burden is directly related to the overall governmental burden. What are they doing in terms of government spending, what kind of programs they have, how many people work for the government.
And they act like this money that they're spending, that they're getting for salaries, they act like that's manna falling out of heaven instead of being produced by small business owners largely and who are paying these taxes. I mean, they completely disconnected to where the money's coming from, aren't they?
Right, and that's their critical is the assumption here by these individuals is that it doesn't matter how much you tax or regulate entrepreneurship, business, investment.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter because it's going to happen anyway. That's what they assume.
Yep. They've got all this profit. They just need to give us more of it. Hey, Ray, good job on the report. The Business Tax Index 2013 by Ray Keating and published by the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. SBECouncil.org is the website. Ray, good job. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I'll be gone till tomorrow. I'll see.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.